Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Ah, yes, sir. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Actually, I am at the Best Buy. Today, they were going to deliver the dishwasher and the range. I called this number and they were saying they are some other business. So, you are the one who installed the appliances or no?
Okay, we're the company that schedules the install of the appliances for the third-party check offers. Yes, how may I help you?
Yes, is that you are the one who delivered the Best Buy, the range, and the dishwasher, but the dishwasher was fixed to somebody else's house, and I was surprised how come anybody can have a dishwasher that was for me. So then they were saying, oh, accidentally. I say, I am a victim of the theft and credit bureau. How come my dishwasher was good delivered? What was the name? Is that she's using my name? So I'm the victim of ID theft, credit bureau. So where, how are you? And because when he asked, I say, you know, I am Farzana Kosheshik. I love to be called with my first name, Farzana. And then it was going to be dishwasher and the range. What happened? They delivered me only the range. Then the boy gets so confused. He was saying, I don't know, 1 hour before.
Hello, excuse me, ma'am. To better assist you, could you provide me with your telephone number so I can pull up your information?
Yes, my cell and home phone number is 248-872-1512-1512.
Okay, just a second. Okay, it's going to take a second for my system to upload your information.
No, take your time, sir, because I am at the Best Buy, and when I called this number, I don't know, it was go to some other place. So, yeah, I was feeling so humiliated when I talk, and the manager come, and the lady who tell me that the dishwasher and the range, and I was like, oh, my God, they give me this number, 1-800-304-1259 for delivery. And I say that number, the number I call in front of them and it was go to some other place. So it is here. I say I did not call. Actually, for some message come and then this number called me yesterday that there will be a delivery fixed date to the message between 10 and 12 o'clock. So they come 12 o'clock, but only the range, the person who comes, he took old range and fixed a new one, Amana range. And the dishwasher, he was saying, I have to go to that lady. It will take me 1 hour to an address and bring you that dishwasher. I say, I don't want open box. I make the payment for the new one. And how come that lady, didn't you have to make a report to authority that somebody accept my dishwasher without she make the payment? So if somebody named Farzana, my ex-husband, wife, used, her name is Amina Sheikh. And I am wondering that maybe there will be an investigation because how come my name is not? Yes, he did deliver it. And in the end, he come to my house and he only give me the range. And it is Amana, like silver range. And then I say, then dishwasher, we say, I'm trying. First, he was trying that lady not responding.
Excuse me, ma'am.
He said, yes, yes.
Ma'am, could you verify your first and last name?
Yes, sir. First name Farzana, last name is Sheikh. Middle initial is K like King for my middle name, Kausar. Farzana Kausar Sheikh. I love to be called with my first name, Farzana. My cell and home phone number is 248-872-1512-15. Home address 254 South Boulevard, West, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zip code 48307, last social 6845, date of birth September 4th, 1955. My email address, sfrank, all alphabet capital, Frank, A America, R Reggie, K King, I Indiana, E David, U Umbrella, W Window, A America, X Yahoo.com, even all capital alphabet. So this is my email. So again, this number called me, and they were saying that you will have that delivery. And then I called them around 10, 14 like that. And I said, my son is so anxious and I want to make sure he's listening because it was on speaker. I say, when you are coming, that time you have given me 10 till 12 o'clock. So right now, he said, before 12 o'clock. Then
okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. I was reading the notes as you were speaking, and it's talking about you want to change out your range and
That was when we fixed it, and we were trying to put the down that the kind of draw, and I see if I have to clean, I have injury, I use cane, I have spine injury. It is where you have to clean your transistor. So it is when it is having so much, it was stopping so much. I say, if this Amana is good, when the disease, I say, oh, it is kind of border thing. It is not as, you know, little bit above that. I say, if I will put some money, which I will feel prefer, I am not with a lot of money, what will be the next better than this one? He say, Whirlpool. So I say, okay, then I will put some money. So you take me this new one, and I am going to go today, that's why, because the dishwasher is not delivered. And what is the dishwasher performance will be? He said that this is not going to be very loud, and it gives you kind of a, and he said that it is obnoxious. Obnoxious sound, it is very loud. So I say, okay, the dishwasher even not going to be good. He say, yeah, it's okay, but...
Excuse me.
But the dishwasher is not delivered to me. Did you know that?
Okay, ma'am.
Did you know that?
Did I know what, ma'am? I this is my first time speaking with you and looking at your account. And I'm just going over the notes on here. It says that you want to change the brand of your range and your dishwasher to Whirlpool. Is that correct, ma'am?
But the dishwasher is not delivered. Dishwasher is not delivered.
Dishwasher was... according to the notes on here... Yes, ma'am. According to the notes on here, the dishwasher, your dishwasher was delivered to the wrong home. So that... They're going to be bringing your dishwasher, to your home tomorrow. And I think they left a message for you. Did they leave a message on your answering machine, ma'am, about the dishwasher being returned tomorrow? Did they leave a message on your answering machine, ma'am? Hello? Hello.
Hello, yes. Hello.
I was asking you, ma'am, did you receive a message about your dishwasher being returned to you tomorrow?
No, I am coming all the way from 5 Mile 11 from St. Mary Hospital to the dishwasher. Yes, sir. You can talk to them. Yeah, this is the number, sir. That time it go to another place.
I can't.
No. It is that the number that called me. Now the person is calling. He have a note that I want to put some money in the for to change the quality. But he has said that the dishwasher go to the wrong place. They are going to deliver me tomorrow.
Okay.
So I just want to... Hello, sir. Hello? Hello? He said that they have leave the message in my wife's mail. So did I listen? I say I'm coming from hospital all the way here.
Okay.
So I can, sir, it is possible, I can put the money so you don't deliver. If it is gone to the wrong address, excuse me.
You shouldn't be giving money to anybody over the phone.
Huh?
You don't give it money to anybody over the phone. We don't do that.
No, no, no. I am not giving the money. He said he have a note that the dishwasher was delivered to the wrong address.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how that could have happened.
Yeah, excuse me, sir, even that manager cannot understand how come they can make a mistake to deliver the dishwasher.
One address on the order.
Please? Sir, you can explain to me how it's go to another place?
Yeah, thousands of dollars here. I gotta take.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, sir? Yes. You know, like, it is hard for them to understand how come my dishwasher was gone and deliver and fix it to somebody's address. So what if, how come this mistake happened? When my name is on the order, my address is on the order.
I'm just going by what's on the note. The tech obviously made a mistake and delivered your dishwasher to the wrong home. And put the notes on here.
Hello? Yes, sir. Okay, whatever the note is, but the thing is that still, nobody can understand how come it was end up in a wrong address, my dishwasher. And
I don't know. I'm just reading the notes on here. He made a mistake and brought the dishwasher to the wrong home. And as I said, ma'am, there someone did call you and let you know that it'll be returned tomorrow. And they left a message on your answer machine.
Okay, but don't deliver my dishwasher, and please, I want that the range has to be.
Okay, that you would need to call. You would need to talk with Best Buy about that if you want to change out the brand of the dishwasher.
No, I want to return.
I mean
range. No, I want to cancel. I want to cancel my order right now because so much hassle. They was not. They did not believe. They are saying, still they are saying, the manager, he say, I had to put the money, I had $1,000 here, I had no extra time. And he said that this number that they have given is the one who was going to take care of the installation. Whatever mistake, he says, it's impossible. If they make it, I don't believe it. Then I am the one who feels so much embarrassment, I cannot take it. So I'm returning their both things, so please ask them to take the range from my house, Amana, and I can have you come yesterday, tomorrow, okay? So cancel the order for the range and for the dishwasher. You can have your range back to you.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay?
You would have to call Best Buy on that.
I am at the Best Buy. That's why the manager.
Okay, ma'am. If you want to cancel anything, if you want to cancel the sale, you would need to speak directly with Best Buy on that, ma'am.
Yeah, I am at the Best Buy. I'll let them know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And ask them to take the range from my house. And thank you so very much. But again,
okay,
the thing is that I am taking so much interest. The kind of mistake he have given. Men just say it is not something they can forget. They are there someplace. And how come that someone has accepted? You can give me the address because my address was on the receipt. How come on my address, the delivery person is end up on a wrong address? So can I ask?
Ma'am, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in to Best Buy. You have a nice evening.
Thank you.
I mean, thank you for calling in to XPO. I'm sorry. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.